country, Kaya Mama, Kaya Yoga, Kaya Bridie, Yana No. Nalak Kadij Winji Alak Nini, Nalak Kadij Nija Buja Bal, Wajak Nungu Buja Lalak Nini, Kura Kura Nijie Purawan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll ask for declarations. I believe there are two from the CEO for items 9.2 and 10.1. Any other declarations from councillors? No? Announcements and apologies. We have a couple of apologies tonight. Councillor Ma'am McLennan is an apology. Councillor Quinton is an apology. And I believe Councillor Wilson is also an apology. Declarations, I put that first, sorry. We've already done your declaration, sorry about that. Announcements, I have no announcements tonight. Petitions, we have a petition.
I have an interest
in that.
Yes. Normally we would ask another councillor to step into the role just for the purposes of presiding. So whether Councillor Wilson or party would like to touch the bench.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's item 5. Yes.
Just note that Councillor Hamilton has left the chambers. She has declared an interest in the matter. 5 under petitions. The petition submitted by Carol Seidel, 55 Broadway, Bassendean, regarding right of way to number 5, as identified in attachment 4 of the ordinary council meeting, 24th of August 2021, to be presented to the council at the ordinary meeting of 28th of September 2021.
Thank you.
And if we could ask Councillor Hamilton to return.
Public question time and statements. If you'd like to come to the microphone, state your name and your address for the minute taker.
Good evening, my name is Jeanette Veenstra. I live at 26 Gadden Street in Bassendean, and I'm here in regards to item 8.3 on the agenda, the right of way closure of lot 503 and the deposition plan 73906. Just to state that we're in agreement with the council request that both ourselves at 2626A take the lot 503 at the rear of the 101 square metres, and that the owner of lot number 3 in Ida Street take possession of the remainder of the right of way of 101 square metres that remains. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item 7 is deputations. No deputations. Item 8 will go on to the reports. So 8.1 is amendment to existing street name Reed Street, Bassendean Parade. It's fairly straightforward. Does the officer want to make any comment on this one?
Just briefly, thank you through Deputy Mayor. This report, as you can see, is asking Council to consider a request to change the name of a short length of road. from Reed Street to Bassendean Parade. It's about 75 metres long, and to the casual observer would appear to be Bassendean Parade, based on the traffic and roadwork conditions in the area. It only has three abutting property owners, none of which have objected to this proposal. The report, when it was drafted, states that a response had been received from the owners of 145A West and 42 Bassendean Parade. But since the report was drafted, we've also received a submission from the owners of 147 West Road, lodging no objection to the proposal. So we now have a full suite of comments received, none of which object to the proposal. It's very low risk, and it's recommended that the council receive the recommendations.
Any questions, councillors? Councillor McWilliam.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Just a question about, you know, you mentioned in the report that it doesn't appear to the average eye that it is actually part of Reed Street. But how is it documented in local emergency planning, and you know, how it would appear on maps there? I mean, obviously. It's the end of Bassendean Parade, if you like, now. But what does it actually say on the maps?
Through you, Deputy Mayor, it basically is formally identified as Reed Street, and that is the issue we're seeking to correct here, because as it roughly identified, emergency access would be critical. Obviously, there's also the normal issue of Australia Post and the other servicing authorities, so. It would be formally recorded by Landgate as Reed Street, but to the casual observer, if they didn't know otherwise, it is just the end, the last 75 metres of Bassendean Parade. So that is the issue we're seeking to correct.
Thank you.
So we'll go on to item 8.2, licence agreement, telephone community cinemas. Again, the officer like to actually speak to this one?
Just briefly again, thank you through Deputy Mayor. This report is seeking a slight amendment to Council's resolution of July just gone, whereby Council agreed to grant a licence to the telephone cinemas. Councils would be aware of the issue. It was sort of dealt with through the budget process as well as through the July 2021 agenda. All we're seeking to do is provide a slight expansion to the time frame covered by the licence to allow for the bump in and bump out. So very minor change and doesn't fundamentally affect what will be experienced on the ground by the end user, but just to cover the bump in and bump out time, it was considered prudent to actually resolve that now.
Thank you. Are there any questions on that item? Right, we'll move on to item 8.3, right-of-way closure, lot 503, on deposited plan 73906. Again, your...
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. This is the item that the landowner addressed a bit earlier. It is simply a request to close a short portion of right-of-way that runs west of Ida Street. Consultation has occurred. The affected landowners are in broad agreement about the manner it's to be closed and reapportioned, and it's of little risk to council to proceed as recommended, particularly given the proposed closure is in accordance with council's draft right-of-way strategy.
Thank you. Are there any questions from councillors? No? Okay. So we'll move on to item 8.4, recovery of sundry debts policy, amendment to that policy. Again, Mr. White.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Just briefly, brief comments as well from me. So this report is council to consider amending the recovery of sundry debts policy simply to align the policy with the town's delegation register, and also the process to correct the minor error in the policy as it currently exists. Under the town's delegations register, the CEO, directors and the manager of finance have a delegation to write off debts of up to $250. And however, the policy as it currently reads requires me to provide a report for all such matters to council for council consideration. So the proposed amendment to the policy is to align those two by incorporating a statement in the policy that says that directors, the CEO and the manager of finance can write reports for up to $250. And also there's a sentence in the policy that states that council may write off any amount of money by absolute majority. That's actually incorrect, only a simple majority is required, so I'm just correcting that at the same time.
Thank you. Councillors, any questions? Okay, we'll move on to the next one, which is item 8.5, purchasing policy amendment to sole supplier arrangement. And again, sir, would you like to speak to this one?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. So again, this one is a tidy up as a result of council's decision in relation to sole supplier arrangement at the last council meeting to reduce the CEO's delegation from $250,000 to $50,000. So this the proposed amendment to the policy is to bring the policy in line with that reduced delegation. The directors under the current policy also have a delegation of up to $100,000, but given council's decision for the CEO, the approval for the directors will be removed entirely from the policy.
Thank you. Councillors, any questions? So we go on to item 8.6, Council Information and Communications Technology, ICT policy. And again, Mr. White.
Thank you, through you, Deputy Mayor. So the draft policy was brought to Council last month, as I'm sure everybody will remember, and it was deferred by Council principally for the administration to explore some options for multiple BYO, bring your own devices. So the administration has done some further research, consulted, and we believe that we can adequately manage the town's cyber security risk by providing for BYO devices under certain circumstances. So the proposal in the amended policy, the amended draft policy that's coming to council for decision, provides for access to the council portal once it's developed and the town's Office 365 environment, which includes the email exchange from any device, given those two systems are secure, and for the town to provide a laptop or for councillors to bring their own device if they so choose, provided that device is registered and has the town's cyber security protocols installed on it. We would ask that anything that sort of penetrates the Office 365 environment or the council portal once it's developed be conducted on the town-provided laptop or the registered bring-your-own-device. So the bring your own device that has the town cyber security software installed on it.
Thank you. Councillors, questions? Thank you. we'll move on to the next item, which is 8.7, draft differential rates refund policy. Again, this will be you, Mr. White.
Thank you, yes, through you, Deputy Mayor. So the town introduced differential rates, obviously, for the first time as part of this year's budget by imposing a premium of 50% in the rate and the dollar on unimproved vacant land. And Council, when it considered the submissions in response, expressed a view that some landowners may be willing but unable to develop their land in a timely manner through various circumstances, including the current state of the building industry, and may be penalised by the introduction of differential rates despite the best intentions of the owners. Consequently, Council expressed interest in a facility to waive or provide a concession to those landowners who do subsequently develop their land. This policy seeks to do that. The proposed policy provides for a refund of additional rates levied on vacant land due to the imposition of differential rates, where a landowner makes all the necessary applications by the 30th of June next year, and then proceeds to develop the land in accordance with the approvals given. The landowner would then have a period of time following issue of the amended rates notice, which would occur once the land is revalued by the valuer general from being vacant land to occupied or developed land, to make application for the town for that refund, and the town would issue the refund.
Correct me if I might ask a question. Correct me if I'm wrong. When we were discussing this a couple of months ago, we were also talking about a timeline. I think it was 2 years. Is that correct?
Through Madam Mayor, we haven't specified an actual timeline in the proposed policy. Rather, the proposition is to link it to the approval.
Yep.
So the timeline under the relevant approval is
two years, yep.
Then it's automatically linked in by that.
Okay,
means.
Good. Thank you very much. Any other questions, councillors? No. Okay, we'll move on to 8.8. Special electors meeting, notice of motions. And again, fairly straightforward. Would you like to speak to this?
I might ask the director to hand it to sideways to my left, if that's okay, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Through not a great deal to add, the report sets out what occurred at the special elected meeting on the 31st of August, which was broadly about the issue of parking in the vicinity of the Bassendean Oval, and related to a previous resolution of Council of June 2021. Relevantly, at that June 2021 meeting, Council actually deferred an item was presented to it, requesting that staff undertake a few investigations and bring back a report to Council. That is intended to be brought back to Council November or December this year. And the motions raised and passed at the special electors meeting in August will form part of that report that comes back to Council later this year.
Thank you. Councillors, any questions? Thank you. There are two motions, both raised by myself, which are fairly straightforward. I believe one will be removed from next week's agenda. So unless there's any questions on those, we'll move on to confidential business, which means I'd like to have a mover to go behind closed doors. Councillor Hillary and Councillor Clark. Thank you for attending.
Thank you very much.